This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And also, we have to invite a very special guest into the studio. We call him VD. Mm-hmm. What do you know? When we're about to drink, VD shows up, although to be fair, and look, we treat VD very poorly.
I was thirsty.
We set you up a lot, but honest to God, yesterday during the happy hour, we were not trying to be douchebags, but VD walks down the hall and points at the refrigerator, hey, do you mind if I grab a beer? That's the gesture.
Yeah, right.
All of us are like, dude, go ahead, you know, thumbs up. We go back, and then when I look back at VD, he's standing with his arms out like, there's no more goddamn beer. And I know to you, it had to be hard. Did they do this on purpose? Because we would do you dirty.
No, I know.
But we honestly thought there might be a beer left.
I appreciate our sincerity. Yes, I believe it to be true. So thank you for that.
And congratulations, man, by the way, on what you did yesterday without listening.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, without question. Absolutely. I know you worked your ass up on that. So.
Now, that said, none of us listened to it.
Well, we had to do the app.
Clearly, none of you have a problem.
That's it. I don't. I'm fine.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe we could spend some time and I can talk to you after this.
Yeah, that's fine. Plus, I can also download the podcast for you from the Odyssey app or Odyssey.com, where it resides right now. And you can spend a couple of good hours really, you know, soul searching, finding yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I'm black. I don't need a soul search.
Oh, it's going through his veins.
Soul searching is when they look for a brother in a crowd of white people. We're soul searching.
Hey, it's Darius Rucker.
Soul searching.
Game show.
Today we toast an unnamed Turkish reporter. Now, apparently this happened some time ago, but it's making the rounds now. And what we'll do is play the audio, and then I'll explain what it is you're hearing. But just know, the reporter, they're out in the field doing an interview with some guy. I have no idea what they're saying, because again, they're Turkish. But you'll notice at some point, his voice starts getting very faint, and that's why we're toasting him. But go ahead and give it a listen.
Türkmen dediği Yunus Emre, Mevlana Hazretlerinden önce o toplantıya davet edilmiş ve der ki, ne kadar manevi toplantıya katıldıysam, Türkmen Yunus'un önünde gördüm diyor. Yani Mevlana Hazretlerinin bile aşık olduğu...
So let me explain what happened there. He is doing his interview, and he's talking to another gentleman about whatever it is they are talking about. He is speaking into his microphone when he does the interview. However, in his right, so his left hand is holding the microphone. In his right hand, he is holding a very large mushroom. And again, I don't know what the point of this interview was. He does not realize now, as he goes back to keep talking to this guy, that he has now been speaking into the mushroom. Holding the mic to the side. So the guy he's talking to doesn't want to say anything at first because this is a live shot, you know. So he's trying to be cool. And finally, the guy's interviewing just kind of points real quick. Dude realizes he's been talking to a microphone. And then he just loses his ass and laughs. If you can see the video, it's fantastic. He truly has no idea. Just talking into a mushroom. And the other guy's trying to be cool. Like, it. I don't think he knows he's talking into a mushroom. Yeah. So that's how they do news in Turkey. Let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
This is your fault.
As we celebrate 50 years of KISW, Ryan Castle takes you every Saturday and Sunday at noon at, it is at noon, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. 25 from 50. I was about to say 1 o'clock. I'm like, I don't want to tell people the wrong information. This week on 25 from 50, the year is 1991, one of the greatest years in music in decades. Nevermind, Bad Motor Finger, and Blood Sugar Sex Magik. All three of those albums came out today, 30 years ago. So you're going to get the top 25 songs from KISW that we played back in 1991, both Saturday and Sunday at noon, with Ryan, and we stuck with the year 1991. We brought you Right Said Fred and the big hit for them, I'm Too Sexy, against Color Me Bad and I Want to Sex You Up. Mike, how was the voting?
It was really not close at all, Miles, and I got to ask you something. Do you smell that? Do you smell it? Does it smell like $20?
Does it smell like $20?
Does it smell like $20?
I don't know. I hope
you're
so.
Right, because there's a whole lot of sexy in here. In fact, we're too sexy. Right Said Fred wins.
Oh, I'm gonna roll. $20, Castle. I knew it. Here's your winner on the Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend, bitches. You are listening to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. James Corden.
James Corden.
The Jimmys.
Okay.
Seth Meyers.
All right.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's my turn to fight all these guys. Have teams of talented writers who help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original? Singer Billie Eilish announced yesterday that she partnered with Nike to create shoes that are 100% vegan. And get this, they actually taste like real meat.
Fallon. I'll bet you, Ted.
Myers.
Singer Billie Eilish announced yesterday that she partnered with Nike to create shoes that are 100% vegan. And get this, they actually taste like real meat.
A team of research scientists looked into why pumpkin spice is so popular, and it turns out it's not because of the taste, it's because of the smell. They say the smell of pumpkin spice conjures up fond and familiar memories of Thanksgiving and holidays, which is interesting. They should put that in the vaccines.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Kill!
A team of research scientists looked into why this pumpkin spice is so popular. It turns out it's not because of the taste, It's because of the smell. They say the smell of pumpkin spice conjures up fond and familiar memories of Thanksgiving and holidays. It's interesting. They should put it in the vaccine. They really... right? I mean...
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a high school teacher in Massachusetts recently posted about how he had to rent a party bus for a field trip that turned out to have stripper poles in it because of the lack of bus drivers. But the oddest part is, why did he hire the strippers to be chaperones?
Lee Ted Smith. Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
I mean, that was a high school.
I'd be excited.
Yeah.
Those party buses are great. Compared to a regular school bus.
We took a trip once to the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. I remember me and my buddy were like, and me and like three friends were like, we're going to Hooters. This is our time. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget Father Damien walking over.
Children of God, we're not going to Hooters.
We're going to the ESPN zone.
All right, Father D.
I was thinking the same thing, but we can't do it, guys. I'm not without sympathy, just not on my watch.
That's basically what he said. I'll still go to Hooters any day of the week. But when you're in high school, that is like the pinnacle.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My one buddy did buy a calendar, though. That dirty dog.
Yeah.
Crazy son of a... Two fire departments in Illinois rescued a dog after it fell down a 40-foot well. Right. Fell, said the cat.
Seth Myers.
Two fire departments in Illinois rescued a dog this week after it fell down a 40-foot well. Right. Fell, said the cat.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Cats always be pushing over stuff.
Mm-hmm. You see the video of the cat preventing a toddler from going down the
stairs.
That
was amazing. I did see that.
Because first, I'm like, the cat's just effing this kid up. Then they're like, no, the cat legitimately prevented. Mm-hmm. It's just this little kid. And it's like, you know, typical like nanny cam or whatever the hell. And this kid can't walk yet. He's crawling, headed toward a steep staircase. This cat was sitting on a table, jumps out off the table, gets between the staircase and the kid, and basically just bats the kid's head until the kid backs up and goes the other way. And then the cat chills out.
Highly recommend following Rex Chapman on Twitter if you
have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I will say that cat, like, that's what you want an offensive lineman to do. Move.
Hands,
like, to keep those hands out there, right? He's pushing that kid away in a good way. He's pushing that child away, like, no.
I picture a coach going, all right, we're watching a little film. I want you to watch this cat. The coach, it's a cat. God damn it, watch the cat, Gary.
Which is the cat's knowledge of knowing that that kid can't do that, you know?
Right.
Thrill, you know what's funny? You say that, but I guarantee you there's an assistant coach somewhere.
Who saw that and was like, you know what?
I mean, I remember we had an assistant coach. We were doing like summer workouts, you know, just like for the linemen. And one day he's just like, we got to do something here. Like, pulled his truck around and was like, this is good. And he just sat in the truck and left it in neutral, and you had to take turns with like two other dudes pushing the truck around. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, high school football, there is so many crazy stuff that people do and everything else. Like, I would not be shocked if somebody brought that film in, like, Lyman, get in here. Gentlemen, we're watching a film today. Now, look at the way this cat is using that right hand.
Look at his position.
Paw. Right, exactly. He's moving. He's low to the ground. Low man wins. Center of gravity.
How's the cat know that you don't?
Miles, how many times you hear an O-line coach yell that at the O-line? Low man wins.
Yep. He's right.
Right, I know. It's just funny. Like, I like the idea of somebody breaking down that cat film right now. I should break it down.
You should.
All right, I need some help on this one. Is it Roald? Roald Dahl?
You're on your own.
That'd be Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sounds like a hooker that got robbed.
Yeah, or it sounds like a female rapper.
I'm Roald Dahl.
Yeah. And I feel like anything that ends in Dahl.
Yes.
Right? Is there like, there's like China Dahl?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow. Netflix has acquired the rights to all of Roald Dahl's. I guess I've just never seen that guy's name like that.
I haven't either. I don't even know if I'm familiar with who he is.
Willy Wonka.
So, right.
Oh.
They got his works. They have Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
Matilda. James and the Giant Peach.
I don't know. He wrote that, too.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I found out what the peach was when I was over here.
Mm-hmm. It's disturbing, kids.
Yeah.
They got a little fuzz on.
But the ladies love them.
Here comes the eggplant.
The BFG was my favorite when I was a kid.
The big effing German?
No, man. The big friendly giant.
Oh.
Ho,
Jesus.
There was a guy that played for Arsenal that was German, and they called him that, the big effing German. Except they didn't say effing. The Fantastic Mr. Fox? Is that a fox in a suit?
I believe that is, yes.
Nice.
With George Clooney?
I was going to ask, is that the movie they made with George Clooney?
I believe it is.
I have a weird obsession with, like, any kind of, like, it's probably because of the mascot stuff, but I like the idea of, like animals in, like, suits and they're walking on two legs.
Ted, you're like this weird borderline furry. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not a furry, because it's not a sexual thing, but, like, I love people dressed as animals.
Yeah. Like, I would have sex with a woman, then get online and check out.
I bet if you're someplace and they had a furry festival, you would absolutely have a blast. I mean, not necessarily.
But the problem is the furry stuff is sexual.
Right.
Now, look, I've hosted, like, mascot nights at sporting events and everything, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet all the mascots in the world and hang out with them. But the fur, like, it's just one of those things. You know what I mean? Like,
is it too amateurish?
No, it's too sexual.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, my obsession with them is I think they're cool and look awesome. But, like, once you add that, and listen, furries, I'm not hating on you. I wouldn't kink shame anybody. But yeah, that's my issue with it. It's like I just don't want the sexual aspect.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll take the sexual you don't want.
Who's the ultimate mascot you want to meet? Instead, you get one mascot, you get to meet. You get to hang out all day. Who's the mascot?
And the dudes, or the male or female inside the costume, is going to play the part all day, right? It's just me and the mascot.
And they're not going to
be going around town.
It's going to be
doing
you
stuff.
And the mascot, yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's still in the game, I think you'd have to go with the to me, who's the best mascot of all time, the San Diego Chicken.
Really?
Hmm. Well, kind of like Miles will talk about when we were kids and you'd watch baseball, and if there was a rain delay, you got This Week in Baseball.
Right.
Now, if it was a long rain delay, you got that video of the San Diego Chicken.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of famous mascots.
He was the biggest, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, the West Virginia Mountaineer is an actual person.
Right, no same problem. With like the leprechaun at Notre Dame. Like, that's just whoever the student is that year.
You're short and you're a redhead.
Yeah.
Well, remember a few years ago.
The black dude, yeah.
Yeah, people got all fired up. It's like, it's a make-believe character. So, he doesn't have to have red hair and be white.
Ted, here's the deal. West Virginia Mountaineer, all right, since he's a real person, right?
Yeah.
If you ever saw him in a bar, the deal was, it was an unwritten rule. The West Virginia Mountaineer, when he would come to your bar, the bartender would give him 3 or 4 pitchers of beer.
All right.
All right. He would go around and fill everyone's cup up in the bar. You know, like if it's
now,
Friday
is he
night.
Still, but wait, is he still dressed as the guy, or is it just you recognize him?
You know him. He's got the beard. You know the Mountaineer who was there for the tenure of when you're in school, right? So when that guy walks in, it's basically like free drinks in this, free beer in this bar until.
That's awesome.
Until he leaves. I mean, they just keep pouring him.
I wouldn't let
beer.
Him leave.
He walks around. I mean, Bud Light, whatever the hell they had, man. He'd just walk around, fill everybody's glasses up, and he would sit at the bar and, you know, get it. You do shots with you, and it was awesome. Like, it was a really cool kind of experience. Like, dude, the Mountaineer's down at Legends. We got to get our asses down there. Apparently, he just walked in, and we were poor as hell.
Right.
So, like, let's go down to Legends real quick. And then you go down there, man, and just, I mean, you just grab a cup, man, and he would just fill you up. It was awesome.
Well, and there's fundraising stuff people do with mascots.
Yes.
So, like, when I lived in Belltown, and it was like March or April, right? It wasn't the NFL season. But over at Buckley's, and I think it was a Seahawks group, they had all these mascots in from other towns. So I met the...
Who?
Well, I got a picture with the Wolf from KC.
Really?
Yeah. He was walking down my street. I was like, holy yes. Like, can I get a picture?
Wait, it's just the Wolf, as we know him, the Wolf from the Chiefs, just rolling...
With one handler.
So it was easy to talk to him.
It was. I mean, I was a little starstruck.
Right. I believe it.
I mean, I'd put Mickey Mouse on there from, like, Disney World.
Right, but I mean, that's obvious.
Like, that's like having any president with you. Like, you can't just walk around.
Right.
I mean, I do like the Mariner Moose, and he's got a glove. We could play catch.
I don't think it would be safe for the Moose. He can't really see. He's got a big gloves on.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of protection. I mean,
Blitz could catch a football. We've met him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I met him once in the lobby, too. Blitz, I still apologize for puking on your feet years ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You puked on his feet?
Yeah, we were all together. We did like a 5K or something. And at the end, I puked on Blitz's feet.
Oh. Because of the running or the drinking?
Or yes.
No, because we were running a 5K. I mean, this was years ago.
Okay.
Mike wasn't there.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, and it was like... I think you were there. I know Thrill was there. Ben was there.
Was it a Beat the Bridge thing?
Oh, I remember that.
No.
Ben ran in boots and jeans.
Oh, yeah, that was the Thanksgiving trout.
Yeah, I thought that was it. Yeah, I think it was.
Right, but you just run back into Memorial Stadium and like all the Marines were there. Pulp it. So I just started sprinting. As I crossed the line, there was Blitz and he was like high fiving. He's like, no, Blitz, no.
I don't know if I knew you puked that day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like a giant drinking. It wasn't like I ran into him at the stadium. Now, that would be...
Okay.
Puking on Blitz at the stadium would be awful.
You would not be in the stadium much longer.
No, sir. You puke on Blitz at the stadium, you're getting thrown out. I mean, I put the Philly Fanatic up there, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of famous.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just would be a funny video of me hanging out with a mascot all day.
Maybe Big Al.
from Alabama. Just me and an elephant hanging on. Now I'm just picturing like a video playing and me walking down the street with like a mascot, and then we're sitting at a bar. I'm like barking stuff at him and he's like, I don't know. I don't even speak. I'm just a mascot. Like, shut up, mascot, take your shot. Big Al. You better earn that big name. All right, there's a lot of sports on this weekend. You have some college football. Obviously, the Huskies are at home. Go Dogs. If you see me, yell at me, and I'll yell back. Let's see. Sunday's a big day, too. You have your Seattle Seahawks in action in Minnesota. And then at 4 p.m. Sunday evening, you have the Sounders playing as well.
That's right. Thank you, Tim.
And
we appreciate
Cougs,
it.
I know you're playing. I just didn't write it down.
Yes. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An assault suspect in Pasco climbs on the hood of a police car. Then the twerking begins. Meanwhile, a man films a Loch Ness monster with a drone, showing long tail, head, and fins. Florida man asks girlfriend to cuddle in bed, so of course she beats his ass. With bus driver shortage, Colorado middle schooler is paddling his way to class. And a North Carolina sister as they find a stranger wearing their mother's clothes in her casket. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where a woman was arrested for domestic battery. She'd gotten into an argument with her boyfriend that boiled to the point of physical violence. She threw a fan at him in the heat of the moment and doubled down by grabbing said fan by the pole and striking her boyfriend across the back of his legs.
Wait, again, he wanted to cuddle?
All because he wanted to cuddle in bed.
Maybe he should move to the Bronx Zoo.
Oh. Come on over.
They're a lot more accommodating.
I want to know how the escalation goes. Obviously, she said no, and it didn't go from, hey, do you want to cuddle, to no.
He kept trying to cuddle her, apparently.
Gotcha.
And that's when, did you see her mugshot?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, woman, you should be happy anybody wants to cuddle your ass.
That's right.
I'd be like, man, if I looked like you, I'd be like, please.
The fact that you had somebody in bed, let alone.
Who wanted to cuddle you.
Right.
But she's beat the piss out of this dude before, too.
Yeah.
I was looking at a rap sheet, like another domestic, specifically him, only like 2 months ago. Like, dude, stop.
Get out of there.
Right. Yeah. Bro.
She's
leave.
Not a cuddler.
No.
That's what I'm getting out of it. I don't know her. She doesn't seem like the cuddling type.
She is not picking up what you're putting down. Just walk out, man. In other news, sad story out of North Carolina. A family had their day of grief as they held a funeral for their mom who had passed away. Not uncommon, the family elected to have an open casket service for the one last goodbye. But what was uncommon... Oh, dear. Was the person in the casket was not their mother.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, they attempted to get help from the staff, who assured them that the person was indeed their mom. After a little bit more convincing, they found that their mother was still in the embalming room and a switch was made. They All walk right. up there, and there is somebody else in mom's clothes.
That is so... I mean, look, I understand it does happen.
Sure.
It was just the response of the funeral home's like, no, man, that's your mom. Look, the one thing... There's a couple things I'll always believe for people. They know their own height.
Right.
How tall are you? 6'4". Nah, I have a cousin who's 6'4". You're short. Well, okay. Look, I'm just letting you know what I know. And that they know who their parent is when they're in a casket.
Right.
So yes, if you say, that's not my mom, I instantly believe you.
But the fact that they tried to just say, no, that is who that is, tells me that people look different in that situation.
Well, sure.
Without question.
But not so different that you don't recognize.
And you gotta, right, typically, you know? It's a week after the fact, too. You have to remember that.
Right.
So, you know, you'll pass, but it's a week after that actually goes down.
Exactly. And, yeah, good work. Over in Colorado, a young man has found a clever solution for the bus driver shortage. Like many places, they're dealing with the shortage of drivers, leaving the family concerned whether or not their son would be able to find a seat on the bus. Finding his own solution, the 12-year-old resorted to kayaking across the lake to school each day.
Damn.
And why not? You know, there's kids that, when I was growing up, there was kids that biked to school, there was kids that walked to school, shoot.
Long bike, whatever. Yeah, being in Colorado in a couple months here, he'll ice skate across it.
Exactly. I just find it weird that your school is so close to the lake that you're able just to kayak across the doggone thing. This is probably just what he's been looking for. I guarantee you he waits forever to get on the doggone bus to go around the lake to get to school. He's like, screw it. I'll just boat across the friggin' thing.
Yeah, I like it, man.
Hell yeah. In Las Vegas, a bartender is likely looking for a new job after a robbery. An armed robber brandished his weapon to the tender before leaving the bar after taking his wares from the cash register. Not out of the ordinary, but the bartender posted to social media a few days later, warning other potential employees that the owners of the bar had come to him with an ultimatum. Reimburse them for the lost money or be fired.
That's harsh.
So this guy gets a gun waved in his face. He gives him the money out of the till. The guy escapes. Obviously, they're looking for him. But then the owners of the bar come down. They're like, hey, yeah, you need to pay us back for that money that you gave to the robber, or we're going to fire you.
Here's the truth. Well, with the working situation right now, he's a bartender in Las Vegas. And with a shortage of people who are willing to work, he's going to get a job. Hopefully, he'll get a better job.
You gotta get
out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. That guy's already been put in the Who Sucks Less folder.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I read them this morning. Like, you're kidding me, right?
Right. Like, where do you stand on that thing? How can you possibly? Really?
I didn't, like, just give him the money. He had a gun on my face.
Right.
There's a difference.
I feared for my life.
Right. Sorry.
Staying here in Washington State, we go to Pasco, where local police were called about an assailant. Reports came in of a woman that had jumped onto the roof of another woman's car and attacked her through the sunroof, beating her over the head and tearing her wig off. When officers got to the scene, she wasn't exactly cooperative, jumping onto the police cruiser and giving everyone a show by twerking before she was arrested. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. I saw the headline that the suspect was twerking before they were arrested, and then they said her. I looked at that shot. I was like, that's a woman.
Yeah, I was right there with you. Like, well, where is she? Exactly. You just have this picture. Look, if I'm a cop and somebody's all messed up and they're going to dance, the only dance. Well, there's two. There are two dances you can do where you don't get tased. You can moonwalk, because I'm always fascinated. Or a really good break dance.
And that is it for your headlines. And just for a Blue Friday with that, Mike Seahawk is
out. Look at that.
More Men's Room up next. We'll see you for the Men's Room Happy Hour exclusively on the Odyssey app next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.